Hello, my bookish friends. Welcome back to Mary M's Book Pod. I'm Mary. Hello. So today, guys, we're going to talk about some books. That's something different, right? So I figured I'd kind of run through my edition of Friday Reads. So Friday Reads, if you don't know, I believe the tradition started on Twitter, right? Here's how I think it started. From Twitter, and then it became something that was on YouTube, on BookTube. Basically, people just talk about what they plan on reading over the weekend. It could be books they want to finish up, new books they're starting, audiobooks, whatever the case. It's just a fun way to talk about what you plan on reading over the weekend. So I have three books that I'm currently working on. And so I figure we go through those. And then, of course, I have some new additions to the library I want to talk about. And as I'm looking at my pile, I am sure that I forgot to include some. But what I have here, I'm sure, is enough. But before we even start the podcast today, I want to address a couple things from episode 10 from last week. If you listen to the My Favorite Murder podcast, they call this their corrections corner. So this is my version of that. I don't have a clever name for it yet, but I should probably get to naming it because I'm sure I'm going to make my handful of mistakes here and there and everywhere. So to start, let's start with how I gave you misinformation about the subscription box that I subscribe to, the Bookcase Club. I definitely told you that I subscribe to the Thriller Box. That is true, but it's actually called Thrill Seeker. Anyway, but nowhere do they promise with that specific subscription, the Thriller Box. Oh my God, I'm making up the name again. The Thrill Seeker Box. Nowhere do they promise with that box that you get a debut or a standalone with that selection. So I could technically get a book that's already in an established series. I mix things up a little bit because they have another box called the Surprise Me Fiction Box, which does give you the lovely promise of only receiving debut novels and or standalone books. So there you have it. I was terribly wrong, but don't worry, Thrill Seeker subscription box of mine, I still love you. And secondly, so last week I ended the podcast with a Dr. Seuss quote. And of course, after I posted the podcast, I realized, you know, I was going through the news on Google or Yahoo, wherever I was. And Dr. Seuss was was basically in some hot water. I'm not going to get into that whole story here. We all have our own Google that we can, investigate further. Long story short, there are some of his books that will no longer be printed. And regardless of what you think of that or don't think of it, maybe you didn't even hear about this yet. I'm just saying that I just wanted to be clear that I wasn't trying to be like cute or I wasn't trying to be all topical by picking a Dr. Seuss quote. That was just coincidence. That's all. All right, on to the books that I'm currently reading. These are all ones I've already started. So I have in front of me Stranger Planet. This is by Nathan W. Pyle. My friend Kristen is a fan, so I grabbed one of his books. This is a small, cute little thing. So it's basically seems to be these things little aliens? I know for those of you that are fans, you're probably like, how do you not know this? But it says, chaos is how I learn. Me too. So these are little alien guys or gals, I don't know. And there's a dog and there's a cat. Oh, and the dog has three eyes. You know what? I'm in. So I'll let you guys know what I think of that. The other book I'm working on, and I have been working on for, it's got to be a month or a little over a month now. Following along a read-along, or is it a read-along or read-a-thon? I always mix those up. But Christy Lewis on BookTube is running a read-along of The Brothers Karamazov by Dostoevsky. This is my first adventure into Russian literature. And man, if I'm being honest, I feel like I'm comprehending about 50% of the book. I could try to act like I know what the heck I'm reading. I definitely don't. But the thing is, what I'm hearing is, this is definitely a book you need to read a couple of times before you get what's going on. I mean, unless you're, I don't know, maybe that's not the case, but I feel like more commonly people say it's one you have to read a few times to really pick up everything. It's very deep. It's about religion and faith and family, and it's very philosophical. So it's a heavy one to take on, and I think it's just over, I want to say, yeah, it's just over 700 pages. We're in the home stretch, though. We're on the last end of the book, and I have to finish this up in 2 weeks, I believe. So, I won't say that I'm enjoying it. It's definitely challenging, so I do enjoy challenging myself, and I know I will feel accomplished after I finish reading this, but it will be one that, it's funny, like, I have to be, like, seriously, this book's given me a headache at times. It's that rich. So add in the fact that, like I said, I feel like I'm comprehending about 50% of it. It's tough. It's a tough read for me. If you've read it already and you've enjoyed it, you're probably like, Mary, what are you talking about? But I'm just being honest. So it's fun. It's challenging. I should say it's fun to be challenged when it comes to reading. And I know that I'm going to expect like a little gold star from someone after I finish it. And yeah, that's that. All right, on to the next one. I am reading Craig Thompson's graphic memoir, Blankets. It's an awesome coming-of-age graphic novel. It's one of a bunch of... Yeah, it's won an Eisner Award for Best Graphic Album and Best Writer-Artist for the Harvey Awards. Oh, no. Best Writer-Artist... For Best Artist, Best Cartoonist, and Best Graphic Album of Original Work. So it's won all these awards, and it's been on my shelf for so long, and I don't know what's taken me so long to get to it. It always, whenever I do that, I'm like, I guess you can't get to everything all at once, right? But this book's been on my shelf for like at least a couple years, and I'm definitely happy that I picked it up and started reading it. I'll definitely finish that one this weekend, and yeah, I'm past the halfway mark, and it's awesome. It's about his life, his family life, his relationship with his brother, who I imagine is his first girlfriend or first love. I don't know where that's going to go, but I'm really enjoying it and highly recommend it if you like coming of age stories. And the artwork is all black and white, and the artwork's really awesome too. So I love the story, love the artwork. Okay, moving on to my pile of books that are new to my library. So last week, if you remember, if you had a chance to listen to it, I talked about how I read my first Thomas Hardy book, Jude the Obscure, and that I was curious to read some of his poetry. So I found this little slim edition. It's a Dover Thrift edition of its selected poems by Thomas Hardy. And I thought this would be sort of like a good gateway for me to see if I enjoy it. And if I do, then I'll pick up some more of his poetry. But yeah, and let's see how many. Yeah, this book isn't even 100 pages. It's just like just over 70 pages long, I think. So that'll be fun. That'll be a fun read. All right, now let me gush a little bit. Have you guys seen in your local Barnes & Nobles, they have these new, very economical classic editions. I think they're only of children's books, but that's fine by me because I still managed to pick up three, and I know I'll probably go back and get more because, so they're leather bound, amazing artwork. They have the ribbon inside. There's like silver and gold on the sides of the pages, and let me tell you about these end papers. So the first one that I grabbed was Wizard of Oz. When you open it up, there's the Tin Man, Dorothy, and the Scarecrow. It's a black and white photograph on the end paper. And throughout the book are all the old school illustrations, which are very cool. And if you're like me, you grew up, this is before when I was a kid. It's time for that. It's the When I Was a Kid edition. Or the When I Was a Kid segment of Mary M's Book Pod. When I was a kid, you had to wait for The Wizard of Oz to come on every year. There was no VHS tape, you know. There was no streaming it, no DVD, no Blu-ray. You had to wait for it to come on TV, but it was so exciting. So, you have to help me out. If you remember, let me know. I believe it was around, Thanksgiving time? Is that when it was on? That's what my memory is telling me. But I have another memory popping up in my mind about The Wizard of Oz. It was right around Halloween time. And I forget what store it was, but I was in the store with my mom. But I do remember she was looking at like perfumes and makeup and stuff. So there was like that, you know, like the glass counter with everything inside of it. And the customer service woman came up to see if my mom needed any help. And I looked up and I can't remember how old I was, but I was young, but I remember this day so vividly. And I looked up and she was the Wicked Witch. The green face, the big nose, the hat, the whole outfit. I freaked out, screaming, crying. My mom, we had to leave. Like, we had to go home. I had a total meltdown. So there's, you'll be happy to know that I can see someone dressed up as the Wicked Witch now as an adult. And I don't lose my mind. I'm perfectly okay with that. But anyway, so this edition of The Wizard of Oz is the, on the front cover too, there's artwork from the movie as they're coming down the yellow brick road. And the illustrations on the cover, just, you have to check out these books. You have to. So on the back, they have all quotes from the inside of the book. And of course, for The Wizard of Oz, the quote is, "There's no place like home." So I didn't just get one. So like I said, I grabbed three. So the second one I have here is Alice's Adventures in Wonderland and Through the Looking Glass by Lewis Carroll. So this one, let's see. Let's talk end papers, friends, here. Let's talk end papers. Wow, the artwork on, you got, trust me, right now, after you listen to the podcast, or maybe you're in the car on the way to Barnes & Noble, you got to check these out. So the quote on the back of Alice's Adventures in Wonderland is, I actually posted this one on my Instagram account. If you're interested, if you don't follow me already, or if you'd like to, it's Mary M's Bookstagram. I've often seen a cat without a grin, but a grin without a cat. It's the most curious thing I ever saw in my life. Love that. Next up is, this is a book that a lot of people read it as a kid, and I don't know, it never came across my radar when I was little. It's The Secret Garden. And lately, I just feel like it's coming up in a lot of the books that I'm reading. Like, The Secret Garden is often referenced. So I definitely, before the other two, well, I don't know. I'm not going to make false promises. I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to read next. So the quote on the back of The Secret Garden is, and the secret garden bloomed and bloomed, and every morning revealed new miracles. Awesome. So, if you guys end up going to your Barnes & Noble and checking these out, please let me know what you think. And if you think they're as beautiful as I think they are, especially for 10 bucks, crazy town, crazy, crazy. But yeah, if you end up picking these up or checking them out, let me know. You can email me at marymsbookpod@yahoo.com. All right, next up in the new addition to Mary's library is, have you read Dr. Zhivago? I know a lot of people have. I have not. I finally have my own copy. So right here on the cover, here's a quote from The New Yorker, one of the very great books of our time. So we shall see, right? This is one I've always wanted to tackle. This is a vintage international edition, and I'm looking forward to it. And it kind of bleeds into the last book in the pile here. It makes me think of what, you know, the New Yorker quote, one of the very great books of our time. So the last book I have to share with you is 1,000 Books to Read Before You Die. Now, granted, that that title is a little dramatic. But so they're saying this is a life-changing list. So I'm sure a lot of you have seen this book. I think they make an edition that has, I think they make 1,000 movies to see before you die. And I think I'm sure there's a music one. But don't worry, though. I'm not going to go through all 1,000 books on this podcast. First off, I couldn't handle that pressure. And secondly, I wouldn't torture you in that way. But I don't know what I want to do with it on this pod, but I think it would be something fun that we could do. I don't know. If you have any ideas, let me know, because there's got to be something here. But I do want to read to you. I know I normally end the podcast with a departing quote, but today we're just going to call it a quote, not a departing one, because right in the beginning of this book, there's something from Virginia Woolf, which I thought was really awesome, and I wanted to share it with you. "The only advice, indeed, that one person can give another about reading is to take no advice, to follow your own instincts, to use your own reason, to come to your own conclusions. If this is agreed between us, then I feel at liberty to put forward a few ideas and suggestions, because you will not allow them to fetter that independence which is the most important quality that a reader can possess." And again, that's from Virginia Woolf, and it's from How Should One Read a Book. Isn't that awesome? I mean, that is, that's like something, you ever read something and you wish, wow, I wish I could have written that. I really wish I could have came up with that myself, because it's so true, right? You have to, when it comes to reading, basically you like what you like, right? You hate what you hate, you're eh about what you're eh about. But I think sometimes some readers might feel pressure, right, to read what's popular, or to read what's on a bestseller list, or to read what, you know, maybe your favorite, you know, your favorite, whoever you follow when it comes to books, your favorite reviewers or whatever the case, you might feel like, oh, wow, if they don't like something, then you won't like it. Now, I'm not saying that. I think we all take into consideration other people's reviews, but you do it with a grain of salt, right? Because it's very true that you have to come to your own conclusions. And that's that. I think it bleeds into some mean areas sometimes, right? Because if there are books that, let's say, aren't popular or didn't get great reviews, but then others may feel, you know, maybe a little shy or embarrassed that they loved it. I say, wave that flag. If you if you loved it, love it. And if you feel like it, share why you did. And if you hate it, you know, tell us that too. Tell us the reasons why, you know, you don't need to drag the author through the ringer, but maybe say why it didn't work for you, right? That's always interesting to hear too. So there you have it. 1,000 books to read before you die, a life-changing list. So when I figure out what I'd like to maybe do on the podcast with you with this book, I'll let you know. Might just be fun to, like, as I go through my reading throughout the year, to look up in this, just, you know, look it up in this book to see if it's listed. I mean, that off the bat, that could be fun. And then I just want to share with you on the back of the book, just a fun thing, just a fun sentence. "A time to talk books, and the conversation starts here." That's another, I would like to have come up with that sentence, to be honest. Okay, guys. Well, we are winding down here. And as always, I want to say thank you for joining me today. I appreciate you. I appreciate your time. And if you want to send me any feedback, any ideas, whatever the case, you can always email me at marymsbookpod@yahoo.com. Yes, I still use Yahoo. It's funny, I have like a personal Yahoo email address, and that extension is ymail.com. And I stopped using it when I, you know, if I go to a store or something and I sign up for their, you know, their program or whatever, and they're like, oh, what's your email? And every time they ask me, do you mean Gmail? No, I mean Ymail. So anyway, thanks again for coming by and listening to the podcast. It's always fun. And I will see you next week. And remember to enjoy those books. See you soon.